listen to the show worldwide on your Amazon smart speaker.
Just tell Alexa to enable the Todd and Tyler skill.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Thanks for wearing your rubber.
He appreciates the courtesy.
It's when you type in rubber.
All right, more people weighing in on our train counseling situation. Should we recap again?
You better recap shortly about what happened to the original guy. Disabled son. I shouldn't say that was his particular needs some extra help around the house, and him and his wife have a loveless marriage, according to him. Meets a girl on the side and they have sex, and now he kind of likes her, and he's not happy at home, but he's worried about leaving his kid not being there all the time.
All right, I'm not going to say this guy's name, but I have a disabled child. Had a loveless, so timeless marriage like the original emailer. I got custody of the child in a divorce, and lack of marital perks was a big part of me winning the divorce, hands down. See, I didn't know if that... I don't recall that ever making a difference.
That's no fault. Yeah.
The big difference is I did not have a side piece. If the new girl comes up in the divorce proceedings, he'll lose everything. See, I'm not familiar with it.
Well, you know, we have lawyers that do that. Some of our friends are divorce lawyers.
But
so.
I thought it was all no fault everywhere. Yeah. That a divorce was a divorce. So now that I read this back to myself before hitting send, I got nothing.
Yeah. I got nothing. Yep, there's the expectations you might get in the future. Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, every custody battle
is different, right?
Unique,
right?
Mine wasn't conventional, but I ended up getting the kids.
We are celebrating National Cappuccino Day, and it was on this date in 1994. Marion Barry reelected mayor of Washington, D.C., nearly 4 years after spending 6 months in prison on cocaine charges.
Yeah, the bitch set me up.
Smoking a little crack.
It's a great documentary, too, about that dude's life. He went on to become a city councilman there in D.C., too, and did some really good work. He just had a crack problem with a hooker, just one.
Hooker?
But he was a good dude. Oh, she wasn't a hooker. She was a girl just like crack.
Was he a good dude?
Well, he did work for his community, I read. Yeah, if you see the documentary, he's a multi-layered guy that got in a sting smoking crack with somebody he shouldn't have been. And that's all people
happens
heard
all
about
the time.
It. Yeah.
All right. Story out of South Carolina. Shouldn't happen, but nevertheless, shouldn't happen for any number of reasons, but nevertheless.
But there's some people
who
say,
mock this
how can
guy?
A guy smoke crack and then get elected?
Yeah. Yeah.
What if your guy?
They have no.
Crack.
They have nothing.
Oh,
from here on out, we got nothing.
Oh, I'd still vote for him.
We got nothing. Yeah. They got nothing that side.
South Carolina man went to McDonald's. Parrish Brown told local media outlets that after finishing
names
his
kids Parrish anymore.
They don't.
No.
After finishing his sweet tea, his
is that Parrish with an A or Parrish like as in die? P-E-R-I-S-H.
A and a pair of R's.
Yeah, okay. Probably more of a church name.
Or the name of a district of Louisiana.
What do you do at McDonald's? Got the sweet tea?
He finished his sweet tea.
Mm-hmm.
Inside the sweet tea, he found 3 bags of weed.
Score.
Sweet.
Brown reported feeling odd once he finished the drink, says he thinks workers interpreted him asking for extra lemon as code for the marijuana.
Oh. Yeah, what was...
Horse hockey. He would have had to pay for it.
Yeah, you're right, because Nick Allen said he used to give acid out some...
I don't remember what it was.
At a drive-thru, and they'd ask for a special thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had a code word?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, but you still got charged for it.
Right.
You didn't get it for free.
Right.
And there's 3 bags in there?
Yeah.
You're
going to
notice that on your receipt.
In the cup?
In the cup.
So they poured tea all over that and just handed it to the guy.
Yeah, it was a mistake.
Yeah.
They were just hiding it there.
That was it. Wrong cup.
Wrong cup. He didn't recognize. Now, he says he didn't recognize the high feeling because he'd never done the drug before. Now then, here's the thing. He didn't have a high feeling.
No, he did not. You pour a bunch of liquid on weed, it's just going to taste like ass.
It's nothing. You have to heat it up.
Right.
In order for humans to use it.
Right.
Is there a THC drink anywhere?
Yeah.
Oh, I've
yeah, because, yeah. Yeah, you know, you can put, once you heat the THC up, then you can put it in stuff. Like, you know, when you heat it up and use it for butter, you can cool it off after that, but it's been heated the once, yeah. And so it is now made THC for humans.
Yeah, but I've never heard of weed tea.
Haven't you?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard absolutely. Yeah.
I'm not very well educated on the weed.
That guy's name was Brown. Also, speaking of weed, you see, that apparently somebody said they bought a hoodie at Chris Brown's yard sale, and there was a bag of weed in it.
Oh, cool.
That's what they're saying.
Bonus.
Well, I can see how that would happen.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys lose weed in your pockets all the time.
No,
right?
I don't.
Winter coat from the winter?
Nope.
Todd does that once in a while.
I know exactly.
Todd's more forgetful than you are.
I know exactly where
you
all
found
my friends'
a,
weed
you found
are.
Found a bug in your pocket sitting there all winter long. Yeah.
Todd's been known to lose checks. I mean.
Yeah, it's like you put the jacket away in the fall.
Right.
It becomes winter. And then
jacket on, jacket off.
Bust it out again in the spring, and I left a little bit of weed in the pocket. It's like finding a $20 bill.
Yeah, which we've all done. That $5-$10 somewhere.
That's awesome.
See, that I don't do. I keep track of the bills.
I have. You know what? The only time that I've ever done that, Puss, is if I'm somewhere drinking and I'm moving money around different pockets and the jacket might sit somewhere for a long time. I've done it.
I suppose.
Yeah. That's the greatest.
You're paying cash
in the world.
At a bar. Yeah. So you give a 10, you give a 20, and the drink costs $7. You get the change, you shove it in one pocket, forget the other one. Now, there's extenuating circumstances. I'm usually pretty buzzed.
I've never had enough cash on me to have it in more than one pocket.
Yeah. But I don't care who you are. If you're Jeff Bezos and you find $20 in your jacket, all right.
Now, Jeff Bezos probably looks at that like we walk past a penny in a parking lot.
Yeah. No, he's just as happy as the rest of us.
$20.
Throws it on the floor.
In Ohio, the 6-year-old kid took a loaded gun to school.
Great.
That's bad.
His classmate saw the gun in the backpack, told teachers about it. Turns out that kid had taken the gun from his granddad, who reported it missing the day before.
His granddad's stupid.
Well, the granddad was smart enough to report it missing.
True.
At least he did that.
Well, it's good he left it laying around for the grandkid to take.
There's that.
Yep.
Police say that the kid is not going to be charged given his age, but they still don't know exactly why he brought the gun to school.
That's first grade, for God's sakes.
It's just fun to be packing.
Yeah.
It's fun to say that you're packing.
Was it loaded?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, why would you take an unloaded gun to school?
Yeah, what the hell's the point?
Yeah.
Even 6-year-olds know that.
Yeah. I don't want to take a nap. Sorry. There you go.
Just don't dry fire it in the house.
Well, you're using it too much if it's dry fired.
That refrigerator didn't do anything to you.
Yeah.
Ever again.
No, dry firing just means you're pulling the trigger without any ammo in it.
Oh, I was talking about your penis.
Or when you think there's no ammo.
Yeah, you're assuming there's not one in the pipe, as they say.
I was going to say, technically, you didn't dry fire it.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I thought I was dry firing.
Yeah, you fired a load.
And I fired it.
Like you weren't looking at it.
That was moist firing, not dry firing.
Years ago.
Dumbass.
Extra careful ever since.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
Yeah, I'm sure he was. So we have the winners, so to speak, the new entrants, if you will, into the National Toy Hall of Fame.
Oh, we made it. Pete Rose make it.
The class of 2019. Pete Rose did not make it into the National Toy Hall of Fame.
All right.
We're still hoping, we still have our fingers crossed for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes, for Pete Rose.
For Pete Rose.
Right. Everybody should put him in everywhere and just to mock the baseball.
I think somebody told me in the past that like the WWE Hall of Fame put him in.
They did?
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
And so narrowed down from a list of 12 finalists.
Did Bad Company make it?
Not into the National Toy Hall of Fame.
They should, yeah.
Paul Rogers, Peter Frampton.
Rock and Roll.
On and on.
Is ignoring them. They should at least get the Toy Hall of Fame.
Jenga did not make it. Care Bears did not make it. My Little Pony did not make it.
Really?
They'll eventually make it. What's in it, Craig?
Now entering the National Toy Hall of Fame, the class of 19, Matchbox cars.
They should have been years ago.
Yeah.
Had boxes full of those things.
About time.
The coloring book.
Did your sister give yours away, too?
Yeah. Don't have a sister.
Bitch.
But we can talk about that later if you need to, and it seems like you need to.
The coloring book goes into the National Toy Hall of Fame, as does the card game Magic.
Well, I remember Magic. I haven't played that in years. But the coloring book should have been in there, maybe since that might have been the original toy. Sit in the corner and color this.
The original toy was a stick.
Stick, right.
Yeah, I really can't.
Coloring book might have been second or third.
I can't forgive my sister for that egregious act.
Yeah, you called her a bitch.
And it is egregious.
Oh, what'd you give it to?
There was like 100 of them.
I had those little cases of the matchbox.
Oh, yeah.
Too. I love those.
Her two or three of those
little
things.
Brother or something.
That's right, Craig. She gave it to
her
boyfriend.
It annoys me, too.
Little brother.
You should have shoved the rubber in there. Yeah.
Or not.
Because she
Get
thought
your sister in trouble with your parents.
That I had outgrown them because I was like a junior in high school.
Well, she's right, but you wanted to keep
she's
brother
wrong.
Raised, right?
Yeah. They're collectibles.
Yeah, you should have just kept them in your briefcase were safe.
At the time, they weren't collectibles, so.
No.
Yeah.
But I still wanted them around.
Yeah.
Especially in retrospect.
Well, find that kid. He probably kept them.
Well, no, she should find that kid.
She bring it up sometime when you really messed up around, like drunk. And remember the time.
Yeah.
You bitch.
Oh, we've discussed it.
And she doesn't care, obviously, right?
No, we. She tends to laugh it off. She doesn't take it seriously. No, I'm serious. I really, I can't forgive you for that one.
Right.
That's funny.
Blue Oyster Cult should also be in the
Toy Hall of Fame. It's ridiculous. Don't get me started.
In the Toy
man.
Hall of Fame.
But Pete Rose first.
Yeah.
In the Toy Hall of Fame.
Is that it?
Yeah, they must just throw in three every year.
Okay, got it. Right.
Last year, it was the Magic 8-Ball, Uno, and Pinball.
That's the funny thing about this one. Nobody bitches because they know they eventually will get in. No big deal.
Oh, I'm sure some people are bitching.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like this one, there's just not a lot of debate. Most of the nominees, everybody goes, well, yeah, that should be in.
Well, that's the way I feel about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, except for when it's not rock and roll, they should all be in, right? It's called Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, not rock and roll, what you think was good music, because you're a stupid critic.
You ever reach into your jacket in the spring and find a Magic 8-Ball?
Yes, I do. No, I never did.
I forgot about this.
No. I found I found a seal a couple times.
But, oh, yeah. That's the Magic Teener.
Yeah, the Magic Teener, right.
The coloring book, Tyler,
yes,
only dates back to the late 19th century.
Okay. Still a long time. Long time to wait to be in the Toy Hall of Fame.
Yeah, did the book or the crayons come first?
Yes.
That's a good question.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't called a penciling book.
I don't know.
Yeah. If you're a fan of Family Guy, there's a nice recurring joke about a brown crayon.
Oh, yeah.
Latest episode.
Mm-hmm.
Barstool James, who contributes a lot here, he's a funny guy. I slipped condoms into my married buddy's jacket all the time.
See, that's what I mean. We joked about that, but man, you...
Yeah.
Douche move.
Yeah, it is a douche move.
Yeah.
Funny if you're not that dude, but ooh.
I'm guessing he doesn't have that many friends anymore. Guessing they've fallen by the wayside.
Everybody knows what it'd be like to be on the other side of that, so it'd be tough to pull that prank.
All of my friends' wives hate me.
Right.
Yeah, I understand.
Well, they're also going to say, he might have done that, but I don't believe it. I believe that they're always going to question you the rest of your life.
Now, I'm sure most of those spouses know what a dick James is.
I don't know, man.
But then there was that one who had a little suspicion.
One was suspicious anyway.
And now they're divorced.
Right.
And he didn't even do anything.
Because of one friend's rubber.
Yeah, and maybe this dumbass friend doesn't know that the wife, that you and the wife had an issue last year.
Exactly.
Where she found a rubber.
Thank
or
you.
Or you found
you
one
the
or something
that.
Like that.
I'd slip a cousin rubber into my buddy's pocket. That'll really freak out the wife.
Glad that you have them.
Are you banging a cousin?
Yeah. So keep
find a cousin rubber in your wallet.
For that guy, the next time we go to Wichita.
Yeah, leave your jacket in the car.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Is he, Barstool James is from Wichita?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, don't come out, dude. Oh, we're going to check our pockets around that dude.
Yeah. We'll just have them all out.
Yeah, yeah. Before we get in the car to come back home on Sunday morning, everybody turn out your pockets.
Because, first of all, that's not just a rubber in your pocket. That's a rubber in your pocket after a road trip.
Yeah. Worse. Way worse.
Yeah, we're on.
No, honey, I swear, I was only with the guys. Yeah. No, that came out wrong, too. No.
Martin's a little late on this. You were discussing the most hated foods of Thanksgiving, and he's a ham hater.
Don't eat it.
Really?
That's why there's turkey right there.
Yeah, I don't.
He hates ham in general or ham for Thanksgiving?
That sounds like just ham in general.
Well, what if I told you, shut up?
I'm not that keen on ham either. Especially
I can do
given
without
the choice
it.
Of a ham or turkey.
If there's,
right.
If
in that situation, I'd rather turkey too, but I you know. See, but in ham in general, I like ham.
In that situation, you don't have to choose. You can have both.
Right.
And I generally do.
Yeah. I ate a lifetime's worth of ham as a kid.
Yeah. I did too.
Yeah, I probably only eat ham at Thanksgiving and Christmas or whenever it
good
shows up.
Ham and cheese sandwich is good, though.
The Hardee's ham and cheese I subsisted off in college. So maybe I've just OD'd on it.
I do like a grilled ham and cheese.
They're excellent, too.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that does sound good.
Crispy bread, melty cheese, hot ham. Yeah, that's good.
But if you got other choices, beef or chicken, turkey, I'll take that before ham.
But you don't hate it.
No, I guess I don't hate it.
Yeah, and at the Thanksgiving buffet, I'm just grabbing both.
Right.
Have a little of both.
Survey conducted by the Conference Board by Nielsen indicates that 67% of consumers expect to spend the same this holiday season as last year. 10% of us plan on spending more. Last year's average spending was about $627.
I don't know what we spend.
Is that per person?
You don't want to know.
In total.
I don't want to know. I just get pissed.
I know.
Wouldn't you if you knew the actual amount?
Yeah, well, we used to use the credit card, so I don't know what's for, necessary and what's not.
I don't
not.
Know if this is how it worked with you, but we always had like a dollar amount that we would spend on each kid.
You know, we only have two kids, so we tried to make it. Yeah, we did, but we say it out loud, but I don't know if she hits that or if she goes over it, I mean.
Oh, I bet you she exceeds that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I figure.
And, as they get older, it's easier to just get them a damn gift card.
41% of us planning on making at least half of our purchases online.
I hate the commercialization of Christmas. Bums me out.
Suck it, Jesus.
No.
Jeez.
Yep. Sidgif. Suck it, Jesus. It's Friday.
No.
That one's going to catch on.
Suck it, Jesus. It's Friday.
Yeah.
Right?
For those who don't want the week to end.
Yeah, that's correct.
And I don't.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure many feel like
it.
We
got a half hour left.
Yeah. Ford Motor Company showed off a fully electric Mustang Lithium. They're probably not going to make it. It's one of those concept cars, but still, over 900 horsepower. Powered by an 800-volt battery system.
Cool.
900 horsepower.
Once they start making these and doing them well, I'm not going to fight technology.
Yeah, but don't you think that's one of those things that gearheads would just be offended by?
Of course they are.
Electric Mustang. I don't want...
Yeah.
That's more horsepower than a NASCAR has. NASCAR has 800.
Yeah. They're coming out with an all-electric F-150 in a few years, they say.
No restrictor plates?
Well, if you're going too fast, you're going to need a restrictor plate.
Depends on what track.
Yeah.
How fast does that thing go if it's 900 horses?
Faster than you need to.
Yes.
That's the answer.
Yeah, that's it.
Faster than you could ever need to.
Yeah, our interstate system isn't built to go 205 miles an hour.
No, it's not.
Neither are your driving skills.
No, that's the key. Most people's driving skills aren't built to go 80 miles an hour.
Right.
Seen it.
Because you know that the first dude that buys one of those is going to fire it up to 200 miles an hour, right, and then he's going to be texting.
Right.
I'm going 200.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He'll be rolling.
Right now!
He'll be holding his phone, rolling video while he's driving 200 miles an hour. Jackass.
A reported paging made at the San Diego International Airport has gone viral. Video on the Twitter shows that the airport's messaging system announcing a page for Epstein cover-up.
Fill the crevice next.
On a digital display.
Yeah,
that is just filling the social media now. Or it'll be some inane comment, and Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. Everything ends with Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
I see that too, yeah.
They say it was probably an employee mistake.
Phil McCrevis.
Pick up a white paging phone.
Phil McCrevis.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.